With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This is the second part of the conversation between Phil and Ron about studying and succeeding at the CPA exam. If you haven't listened to the first part of this episode, check your podcast feed.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of CPA Review and More. We are pleased to bring you the number one podcast for CPAs and CPA candidates. If you'd like to learn more about how Yeager CPA Review can help you, find us on our website at YeagerCPAReview.com. Now, here's your host, Phil Yeager.
I think to myself, wait, where did they come up with these names? Are we archaeologists?
Yes.
Right? Are we looking for an evolution?
Or maybe the ICPA wants to be our archaeologists. Who knows?
Well, we are archaeologists. We're really living in the 18th century.
Well, that's what we do, right? We record the past, right, as our basic function for most of our things we do, right?
I'm not sure. Their function, they say, is to test people with exams, all right? Yeah. Should they have a bigger responsibility than that?
I think so, Phil. Yep, I think so. And you know, Phil, I was thinking, why doesn't the AICPA go to the universities or market to the universities to get more of the MIS, IT majors, right? To do a combination of accounting, MIS, IT, right? And then market that and say to them, you know, the combination of the CPA certificate and the CISA, C-I-S-A certificate from ISACA makes you golden for employment for the rest of your life, okay? Definitely the combination, Phil, of CPA plus CISA. Oh, I have so many students that I used to teach at the University of Montana that now have both, Phil. They're making six figures, Phil, 5-6 years out of college, okay? They went through the pain of studying for both of these exams. They passed them. They worked for some of the larger CPA firms. Now they've moved on to industry and worked in industry positions on IT security and these type of things, Phil. Why doesn't the AICPA try to market to all the universities and combine those two? Why don't they ask them to expand their curriculum to be designed more to accommodate that combination of accounting and MIS.
Why don't they do it?
I don't know. Because, right, we know the number of people take the exam, right, is dropping, correct, from what we've seen in the last couple of years. So, you know, whenever your business is dropping, right, you got to look for new strategies or new opportunities. And certainly the AICPA has an inroads, right, to all of the educators in the country. Now, the other side of that, Phil, is, as you know, educators don't change easily, okay? Especially those that are tenured, okay? They, you know, for them to redesign curriculum, do design of new courses to accommodate what I just described to you, that's not something that a lot of them are interested in. Only the ones that are truly dedicated educators, Phil, are the ones that are going to do that.
Who are truly dedicated? The ones who have been in the academic world for 15, 20 years, or the ones who first come in?
The ones that first come in that don't have tenure and need to make their mark to get tenure.
And instead of helping them get tenure, and you know, they make it more difficult on them. You know?
Yes, yep.
And then they let these people who have been at the universities forever, who are so lazy, I'm not saying everyone's lazy, right? They just let them just do what they want and, you know, And it just, you know, I sometimes think about years ago when I took the exam for the first time, 1974. And actually, I had an interview with the ASCPA because the examination division was looking for someone to make up one of the parts of the exam. All right, the person who was making that part up, all right, was leaving. All right, I interviewed for that job. Okay. Yep. And at that time, everyone at the AICPA examination division, everyone was CPAs. Okay. Yep. That was it. All right. And God, there's some real good people there. Yeah. In fact, the gentleman I interviewed with, he was really sharp. Yep. Nice guy, worried about the profession. Now, I go in there, and we go to these meetings, and I feel like, who's running the ASCPA anymore, the examination division, all right? Prometrics, you know, the computers, all right? Yep. Hey, you know, is that what's so important? All right, and you know what? This even gets to me. They're talking about these new areas they're going to introduce, right? And I did mention, I said, these people don't have this material in college.
Nope.
And they said they're aware of that. All right. So what happens is, all right, if they go work for a big four firm or a large firm, they're going to train them. What about the people who don't work for them? Well, they'll be, we have continuing education courses that they can take. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, God, what, you know, right. They're going to run out and take those CPE courses. All right. Hey, come on. If the professors can't teach them the material, all right, what's wrong here? All right. I did not learn accounting from a shoemaker. Okay. Yeah. I learned accounting from a professor. And if I have to say this, my professors were pretty bad. Okay. And this was it. They had no experience. And also, this is one assumption universities, their feeling is, if you have a PhD, you can teach. I don't know where they come up with that, all right? Because none of my people could teach my people. None of my professors could teach.
No, and in the PhD program, there's no course on teaching either that you take when you're getting your PhD. You know that, like I do.
No, yeah, but everyone can teach. Hey, you know, yes. If we hired you, you can teach.
Automatically, you can teach. Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? We really don't care about the teaching. It's, you know, we assume you can do it, all right? But we want you to do this. Do research. We want you to write papers in accounting, all right? Yep. Hey, the last time I looked, accounting was not a science, okay? I don't see any accountants looking for a vaccine, all right, to solve the pandemic. Accounting is a profession, okay? All right? Get people in there who have experience in the profession, whether it's tax, whatever. Those are the people who should be teaching. But, all right, how do you determine if they can communicate or not? That's the hardest thing, the communication.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
You know, talking to students and teaching them is quite hard.
Yes. Right?
So, you know, just bringing in PhDs, new, fresh seat PhDs, all right, in accounting, and assume they can teach. That's a bad assumption.
Yes.
Now, I bring this up at the meetings I go to.
Yeah.
Boy, do they hate me. I'll tell you that. You know, every time I say something about this, it's always, you know, that Phil Yeager, he's a troublemaker. Okay. That's all. And in fact, I was told at a meeting, I remember, I came in late for the meeting. All right. And I said to someone, I'll be late. And the person running the meeting said, and I heard this, he said it as I was walking in. He says, thank God. Phil Yeager's going to be late. We'll be able to get her out of this meeting early. No, I just, you know, I don't sit there like passive lamb ready to come. You know, I say something. I'll probably die in this profession. All right. And you know what? There's not going to be a lot of change because the people who are in this, the people who work for the ASCPA, I think they have a different philosophy than they have, all right? Because most of those people have never worked in accounting.
Yep.
They don't know what's going on.
Yep.
All right? They only know one thing. Hey, what time is the next meeting?
Sad but true, Phil.
Let's have a meeting. Hey, it's 4:01. Time for a meeting.
Yep.
Oh, we don't have a meeting set? All right, let's have a meeting to discuss whether we want to have a meeting or not.
Yep.
All right.
And anyway. Phil, how are these educators going to implement the evolution topics now into their courses? Okay. Yes, the ICPA is aware that they don't have it in the courses right now, but I don't see any efforts yet at trying to make the wholesale revisions required to the curriculum to integrate the evolution in the next couple of years.
No, they're admitting they don't have, professors won't be able to teach this stuff, all right? But what they're going to do is, the AICPA has courses, okay? All right? If they work for a big company, they'll get that training, right?
Yeah, true.
The professors, they're there to write those important articles in accounting, all right? What did you publish as a professor? Do you have anything exciting you might want to share with us?
I published around 10 papers. One paper was in the introductory financial accounting course, does using clickers. We used to use clickers in the course. Okay. So in other words, I'd put a question up on the board with the answers. Okay. And it would test whether or not the students understood what I was teaching and as able to answer a financial accounting question. Okay. Also, I took attendance with it. Okay. So this was a core introductory financial accounting course. Okay. And my study proved we had statistics from a class not using these clickers and other professors using clickers. And you could see there was a significant improvement in the performance of these students on the exams and also the departmental final exam compared to students in the classes we didn't have the clickers. In other words, it kind of forced them to come to class. It forced them to participate because you had to click in an answer, which, by the way, counted toward their grade. And that was also integrated into the grade book. So I did a study at a university for about 2 years doing that, and it got published in a AAA journal. So that was a big publication.
Which AAA journal was that? One that everyone reads? Like
Accounting Education Journal. Yep.
How many people read that stuff?
Well, educators do. And I just got another paper from that journal today, which has a reference to my paper.
Really?
Right here. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have here an author, all right, who they have reference to, all right?
Yeah.
Ron is not just another pretty face. I mean, he knows.
Just quickly, I have a paper I wrote while I was in my PhD program on XBRL. You know what that is, right, Phil?
No,
that's the automated financial reporting tagging of financial statement items. Everybody today has publicly listed companies have to use XBRL and file XBRL tagged financial statements with the SEC, okay? Well, I wrote a paper when I was in the PhD program. At that time, it was voluntary to participate in the program.
Right.
And what my study proved was those companies that were voluntarily filing an XBRL format were signaling that their financial performance in the future would be better than those that decided not to participate in the voluntary filing of XBRL. I have 150 cites on that paper, Bill.
Really?
150 other people have cited my paper from that particular study. So I did studies on outsourcing, XBRL, using clickers in the classroom. I did a lot of teaching cases too, Bill, while I was teaching because it was easy to do them in class and then get them published, you know, after I...
But you were just interested in getting it published for tenure purposes, right?
Yes, and then,
those articles help you?
I used them in some classrooms, and I got some educators, once they were published, who emailed me and said, can I talk to you? Can we have a phone call about this case that I'm reading that you published? So not a lot of calls, but, you know, they're all published with teaching notes, so any educator can access them and use them.
The next few minutes, I just want to talk in general about something that I think is important. And what is that? You've got to decide if you really want to pass this exam or not, okay?
Yep.
All right? And I just read an article. You have to spend 400 hours, which includes studying, watching, whatever you are, all right? But all four parts if you want to pass. They came up with 400. Now, First of all, if you are using another course and you are failing, all right, 2-3 times, you have to have enough guts to pick up that material and just throw it away, okay? All right, and you know what? Look at another course. Now, I'll tell you something. These other courses, they are no better than the other ones, okay? None of them go over the AICPA blueprints, the blueprints, right? If you walk away with one thing today, it's the word blueprint, all right? Those are the tasks. We go over that. Ron and I go over that because we keep up with what's on the exam, all right? These knuckleheads that are teaching without the AICPA blueprints, all right, they really don't know what's going on, all right? We make sure, you know, this is what I do full-time, all right? Ron is a full-time educator, and also he spends a lot of time with CPA Review, and also he cares. He helps people. They can call him. That's another thing. Don't try to get these other courses ever call you if you have a question, all right? Hey, they got your money up front. Hey, good luck. Hey, have a nice day, all right? Hey, please, I want you, everyone who's listening to this, I want you to pass the exam, which is very passable, and I want you to feel that you can call me to discuss this matter, whether you're a student or not. Please, you know, I will help you pass this exam. I promise you, I will get you through this exam. I promise you, I will make a course affordable for you because I want you to pass the exam. I am now 75 years old, okay? I don't have to be in CPA Review anymore, all right? I could just say, hey, I'm going to, you know, just relax. I don't need this grief. I don't need the competitors who I have no respect for, all right? I do this, you know, and you're probably saying, what do you mean, he does it because he wants to help us? Yeah, is that hard to believe, all right? I don't think so. Ron does it, mm-hmm. All right? He cares, all right? So you say, I can't afford another course. Well, let's just put it this way. You can't afford to not have another course, right? Because keep studying with those other garbage courses, all right? And also, try to see what their support is like. They don't have any support. They're not what we call athletic supporters.
Yeah. Anyway. And Phil, you know, also, if you fail the part 2-3-4 times, now a great reason to change, too, is just fresh new materials, fresh new approach. Using the blueprints, okay? How can you restudy the same materials over and over and over again if you're not passing, okay? It's like a change in scenery, right? We've all heard of change of scenery.
And that's because they can't accept that maybe the course that they picked, all right, is not the right course. And also, they, the candidates, they're taking blame for failing, all right? Get that out of your heads, all right?
Yep.
In fact, get it out of your head and pick up the phone right now. This is like a telethon, all right? And call me. Here we go. Call me in Maryland. You can call me 7 days a week, all right? Please call me. I want to talk to you. I want to help you, all right? Hey, I really mean that, okay? I know you don't know me, a lot of you, but I can promise you that the way I am now, the way Ron is, this is the way we are, all right? You're not going to find too many people that really care about the students. So here's my number. It's area code 301-874-4900. Extension 5, 301-874-4900, extension 5. All right, please call me, whether you're in the class or not. Let's talk about this, whether, and I'll be honest with you, whether you should keep using the same course or not. But I don't think you should. I really, all right? Hey, but time is worth money, okay? And also, your ego is worth something. Because if you keep failing with the same course, all right, I don't care what you say, you're going to bruise that ego even more than it's bruised now, all right? And we will help you. We really are experts. I hate to use that term, experts. We are experts because this is all we do. We do not do CMA. We don't do certified internal auditors, all right? All I do at Jaeger CPA Review is prepare people for the CPA exam. Every one of our competitors is in every certification you could. Hey, you can't know every certification and hold yourself as an expert, okay? Anyway, Ron, Any last minute, right? Any last comments you want to make?
Never give up, Phil, right? That's what our adage is. One final story. A candidate I worked with for the last 2 years, he's in his 40s. He took FAR for the first time about a year ago, 57. Very discouraged. I said, okay, let's go now and focus on the key topics on FAR from the opinion of me and Phil. Took it the second time last February 2020, got 65. Okay, he was still discouraged. I said, no. That's a 20% improvement, okay? What that tells me is if you improve now another 20% on your next attempt, you will pass. He just took FAR in June, and he got 77, okay? So now he has passed auditing and FAR, and Phil will be working with him on reg, and then I will help him with BEC. Nothing thrills us more, Phil, than to help candidates pass this exam and become certified. And this guy has already promised us he will be lifelong friends with us because we have really dedicated to try and help him.
Yeah, actually, that's one thing you and I met a lot of people who, you know, I kept in touch with. And
remember the woman in California with BEC? Took it seven times, eight times, and finally just passed, and now she's certified?
Yeah, you encouraged her. I encouraged her.
Yes. Right?
You know what? These are my famous words. I will not let you quit, okay? If you mention the word quit, I will come over to your home and punch you in the mouth, all right? Do not quit.
Yep.
All right. Well, Ron, thank you very much. I hope we gave some motivation to the people, information, all right? But I'll tell you, if you call us for any additional information, it's going to be honest, all right? I'm not looking at you as a dollar sign. I'm looking at you as a person that I want to help get through the exam. Ron, thank you very much. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is a good time to study, believe it or not.
Yes.
A pandemic, people are working at home. Hey, you're not going to get this opportunity ever again. And also, as Ron said, we're going to start asking more complicated. We know the areas are going to be asking. We can't divulge them as much as we'd like to, but I'm going to tell you, come July 2021, the areas are getting more and more complicated. Yep. So what are you doing to get more complicated? You try to get those areas out of the way as soon as they start testing them. Ron, thank you very much again, and stay well. And I hope your wife is okay. And we'll see you again. And don't forget, if you hear what I'm saying here, watch our webinar this Sunday and every Sunday. All right. And if you check our website, JaegerCPAReview.com, all right, you will get on the list, okay? And you'll always know what areas we're covering. Okay? Take care, everyone. Stay well, and we'll talk to you again. Thank you, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you so much for listening to Jaeger CPA Review and More. As a token for our appreciation for your listenership, we'd like to offer you 10% off your next purchase with Jaeger CPA Review. Save between $50 to $150 with code PODCAST10. If you'd like more information, look us up on JaegerCPAReview.com. And as always, if you've enjoyed this show, please rate and review on iTunes or your preferred listening platform. Again, thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to you tuning in next time.